You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Incumbent Jill Underley and challenger Brittany Kinzer won Tuesday's primary and will face off in the spring election to determine who will lead Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction. While the race is officially nonpartisan, Democrats have been supporting Underley while Republicans have been backing Kinzer. Jeff Wright, the superintendent for Sauk Prairie School District, was challenging Underley on Tuesday's ballot, but lost. Underley and Kinzer will face off in the April 1st general election, and the winner will help set education policy throughout the state. In local races, incumbent John DeMel and former Assembly member Gordon Hintz will advance to the April 1st ballot for Winnebago County Executive. In Appleton, Adrian Stansel Martin, and with only 6 votes separating him from Leslie Vogel, Stuart Brehm, will compete in the April ballot for the Appleton District 11 Common Council seat being vacated by State Senator Kristen Dossler-Offheim. In the Green Bay Area Public School Board race, incumbents James Lyerly and Rick Crossan will advance, along with Jeanette Nill, Katie Gentry, Alex Minot, and Elliot Christensen. In the Wrightstown School Board primary, incumbents Melinda Lemke and Jeff Nelson advance, as do Jonathan Curtis and Amber Cox. The spring general election is April 1st. Governor Tony Evers rolled out his budget proposals before the legislature last night, touting plans that mix tax relief with spending increases to expand access to education, health care, and other services. Speaking to state lawmakers, Evers talked through his proposals. His remarks were greeted with frequent cheers and applause from fellow Democrats and polite silence from the Republican majority in both houses of the legislature. Evers said his proposals aim to benefit working families and would lower the costs on child care and medication, and include investments in public education. At the same time, he said his ideas would provide nearly $2 billion in relief to taxpayers, including a proposal to eliminate income taxes on tips and forestall increases in local property taxes.
Wisconsinites need a leg up to be able to finally get ahead on utility bills, on child care costs, on groceries, medication, and doctor visits, and everything in between. And we've got a plan to do just that.
Evers proposed increasing funds for the Universities of Wisconsin system, expanding Badger Care, thwarting price gouging on prescription drugs, supporting efforts to reduce PFAS and lead contamination, and bolster infrastructure plans. The governor's plan is expected to face stiff challenges from Republicans who continue to control the legislature. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that an official with the Republican Party doesn't have the legal standing to challenge a decision by the Wisconsin Elections Commission regarding the use of a mobile voting van in Racine in 2022. The justices were split 4-3 along ideological lines, with the court's liberals voting to dismiss the case and the court's conservatives dissenting. The suit filed by the Racine County Republican Party Chairman Ken Brown sought to stop the use of mobile voting vans in any future election. The court's opinion said that Brown didn't prove how he was aggrieved by the Elections Commission's decision under state law, and thus they dismissed the suit. The court's decision Tuesday does not evaluate the legality of mobile voting sites. According to the Associated Press, a single van was used only once in Racine during a primary election in 2022. Brown filed a complaint about the van to the Elections Commission, but it was dismissed days before the 2022 election. He then filed the lawsuit. A 55-year-old Menasha woman was sentenced to life in prison Tuesday for the death of her boyfriend. Catherine Chesky was convicted by a jury for first-degree intentional homicide for the February 2024 shooting death of 71-year-old Thomas Guyette. The judge said Chesky can request parole in 30 years. The cold weather is helping cranberry farms prep for the season. Brittany Merlot reports.
Wisconsin is the number one cranberry producer, growing over 400,000 tons of crop every year. And once the harvest is over, they start flooding the cranberry beds with water and freezing them. And when the beds freeze, it gives the crop a protective layer of ice, which is crucial for it to survive. And when it's finally all ice, it's time to sand the beds. This protects the vines, stimulates root growth, and renewal. And if the cranberry vines don't get enough water, they may die and cause issues for the farmers. This can also impact you, especially if you love to eat or use cranberries. So sometimes we have to weather the cold for a good reason. Cranberry season starts mid-September.
A fan favorite at the new zoo and adventure park, Asia the Lioness, has died. The new zoo said that Asia was under close veterinary care and receiving special treatment for age-related health concerns when she was euthanized Monday. She turned 20 in October. Lionesses usually live to be 10 to 14 years old in the wild. The new zoo said their male lion Lloyd was strongly bonded to Asia, and they asked people to plan visits to the zoo to make a difference for him. They will work with other zoos to find him a new mate this year. Give Big Green Bay is a 24-hour fundraising campaign starting at noon today. Give Big Green Bay highlights the work that nonprofits do in every corner of the community, and more than 50 organizations, from the arts to veterans, to children's organizations, to animals, to cultural groups, will raise funds and awareness. Over the past 7 years, the event has raised over $13 million for local nonprofits. For information, visit givebiggreenbay.org. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff. Recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers Blake Perkins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Slenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Baldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news, The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. The SNL 50th anniversary episode Sunday night was a ratings winner for NBC. The broadcast drew almost 15 million viewers between network TV and Peacock. Deadline.com reports that the network says it was their most watched primetime entertainment since the 2020 Golden Globe Awards. Even the red carpet show that aired an hour before the broadcast drew over 6 million viewers between NBC, Peacock, and E! Entertainment. Speaking of SNL, the event was one of the most star-studded specials in recent memory. But there were some notable no-shows, including Dan Aykroyd, Bill Hader, and Dana Carvey. With Aykroyd, his agent told the show's producers months ago he would not be attending. The actor did post on social media praising the show. Bill Hader sent his invitation with a decline and no further details, and Dana Carvey has not even mentioned the show on any social media platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually pulling out of the deep freeze here this week. A little milder today with increasing clouds and a high near 16. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low near 7 above. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer still, with highs making it into the mid-20s. Right now, 0 degrees.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.